today and the culmination of about 2.5 years of work to get our first cohort graduated in our leadership development training program. Just by way of a little background, I'll introduce the guest next to me. Tori Littlefield is actually our consultant who delivers our training for our staff. I'll talk a little bit about the process we use to identify our training coordinators. And also, I think you all know Jeff Van Meteren. Jeff and I were both selected to take a leadership role in this effort, primarily because of our efforts within each of our divisions previously to develop training programs along those same lines. So apologize for my cold today. I'll do my best, and if I fail, I'll turn it over to Jeff. The process began here about 2.5 years ago, and it was really a large part of our strategic planning process. Strategic plan has four primary goals, and one of the goals is to promote and develop employees and to strive for professional excellence in our agency. So the leadership development training program falls within that area, and so as we did with many of the other strategic planning efforts, put together a 10-person work group initially to sort of craft the framework, what a leadership training program might look like at Game Fish and Parks. We identified course topics, content, what the framework might look like for the course, how many folks we might have in the course itself, and then you know, the length of the course and how it might be delivered. After we accomplished that effort early in 2017, we set about to develop a request for a proposal. And that's a common state process that's used anytime you procure consultant work. Basically, that would be somewhat pricey. Not all that pricey in this case, but essentially we worked through the Office of Procurement Management in developing that RFP. It went out on the street from the 1st of December of 2017, and we actually had 13 offers or proposals that came to us from various consultant companies. And I'm happy to say that through that process, Tori Littlefield and her team at Lumen Advantage were selected to help us develop that training program. Tori's going to talk a little bit about the training program and share with you some of the key components of that training. And then, Mr. Chairman, I'd like if you and Secretary Hepler would join us up here, and we'll hand out certificates. Prior to that, Jeff and I will hand out a couple of documents to the commission to help provide some of the background on the various topics that are taught in our leadership development training program. So.
Something different. Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, I'm Dr. Victoria Littlefield. I'm a partner and owner of Lumen Advantage Consulting. We're based in the Twin Cities, and we've been doing leadership training and development in the public sector. My business partner and I for about 20 years. We branched out on our own as an individual company about 8 years ago, and since that time we've spent a lot of time traveling around the country helping technical experts become well-positioned to move into positions of supervision and management within a variety of public sector companies. We travel all around the United States to do this, and we were very happy to see the RFP come out so that we could come over and visit our near neighbors in the Dakotas, although I do confess it may be take just as much time to get to Sacramento as it does to drive here. But the weather's been good, so we're happy to make the trip. You have in front of you the list of graduates for the program this year and their positions within the Department of Game, Fish, and Wildlife. And the second page that you have that has the reddish bars running across it separates out the program schedule for this past year. We've been working with the current group of 16 participants since September of 2018, that's right. And we just had today our last meeting with them. In consideration of how busy everyone is and taking into account family life, the way that the program has been set up logistically is to meet initially for a three-day, two-night kickoff session, and we meet then the first of every third month for 6 hours on one day and one overnight session, and then 6 hours on the next day, so folks can travel in and back and not spend that much time away from their families. The decision was made to meet typically in the central part of the state because participants in the program are coming from all different areas of the state, the wildlife areas, east, west, north, south, and centrally located. So it seemed fair to have them travel to this part of the state. So we focus on, as I mentioned, helping people who are technical experts and folks who focus on ideas and design and process and things to expand those skills in terms of developing various leadership abilities, which they can use currently regardless of whether they're in official positions of leadership or whether they're simply recognized by their peers as folks who have influence without official titles across the organizations. And we were very pleased with the group that was selected for this first round. They were selected proportionally and sort in the numbers that Parks and Recreation and Wildlife contribute to the overall organization. And the way that the program's been developed is to start what we believe is the essence of leadership development, and that's enhanced knowledge of oneself and one's preferences and one's automatic behaviors, and to help folks through various, I confess I'm actually trained as a psychologist, so to actually use some of the assessments that we have in the psychological community to help folks understand and become aware of the natural strengths that they come into this leadership development program with, and in addition to show them areas where they might be in need of intentional development of additional skills. So the sorts of skills that folks in the program are exposed to include, in addition to self-awareness, information about and practice on individual self-leadership sorts of skills, the kind of skills that when we look at somebody and say, well, that person is a leader, and just takes those for granted, the kind of skills that some folks need to take intentionally into mind and to develop consciously. So those might be things like being proactive and at the same time being able to see into the future to decide where it might be most effective to spend time and energy on their own development. And the purpose for self-development, of course, is to be able to learn to lead effectively and influence other folks in leadership roles, some of which may be less or more informal than the others. So we do focus on leadership development of the individual, and then we see these as sort of three concentric circles. The next level out is leadership, understanding of others' needs and strengths and areas for development, and ways to go about leading other folks. And so a main part of the leadership that we focus on for about two-thirds of the program has to do with interpersonal interaction and appreciation of those approaches and methods that can inspire others to move forward in the mission of the organization, in this case of your organization. And we do, towards the end of the program, then focus outward. For the last couple of sessions, we've been looking at how organizations work and sometimes how they don't work, and talking about ways that organizations can intentionally bring about change more successfully than in some other cases possibly, particularly by taking into account the people who are going to be influenced by those sorts of changes. And we've all been talking, and we were talking just today, and Jeff and Emmett were in the classroom providing their real life experiences about the impact that an organization's strategic plan can have and should have and often does have on the way that people throughout the organization, down to the level of whoever's pushing the broom to clean the campgrounds, understand their contribution to the larger mission and vision of the organization. So we have we've enjoyed this year working with the folks to see them develop a number of personal skills, interpersonal skills, and have opportunities to learn about those and practice them in the classroom. But since the classroom takes up about 3% of their time, the actual work of the development of these skills and the actual proof of the success of the program is the extent to which participants can go back into the workplace and use those skills to help encourage themselves and encourage those around them to enhance performance and enhance engagement of people in the organization. And then we hear back from them, how did it go? So the supervisors of the participants have been involved in the program because they're sort of our boots on the ground there that can be in touch with us and let us know how well their folks are doing at practicing these skills, what setbacks they perhaps have experienced, and also the successes that they've experienced. Today, and I'm sorry you two weren't there, one of the last things we did today, early in the program, each person had identified an individual action plan. And it was an action plan to intentionally use skills that each individual person had found they wanted to use and strengthen, and to practice those intentionally throughout the length of the program with assistance from triads that they were assigned to, who met regularly to encourage and help each other move forward. And I was very impressed with their clear statements of the goals that they wanted to achieve, their persistence in staying after those goals and practicing them throughout the year, and in the impacts they were able to report on both themselves and their colleagues around them as a result of their practice of the skills. I realized I needed to interrupt one person early, who began by saying, well, I'm not sure I made very good progress on my action plan. I said, okay, we need to stop right here. And I asked, what percent successful do you think you were on your action plan? He said, oh, maybe 50%. I said, well, that's wonderful. How much progress would you have made if you'd had no action plan at all? Well, zero. So any amount of progress that folks make is going to make a difference in their leadership development. And any amount of progress made, and some made tremendous progress, intentionally strengthening their own leadership abilities, which are, again, not only theirs, but which are those to share with others and to use to help the engagement and the performance of everyone that they interact with during the program. We've been very pleased with, just as I said, with the quality of folks in the program, with their willing to engage in candid in candid conversations in the classroom, and their willingness to trust in the process, even when we asked them to do some things that I know they weren't comfortable with, and they at some point might have wondered, why in the world are we doing those things? So I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about the program itself or the things that went on in there.
Any questions? Comments? Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chairman Jensen, Commissioners, and Secretary Hepler, you should also know, too, that this is the first cohort. We have started a second cohort. I believe we had 16 in this cohort. One of our attendees is missing today. He had a legitimate excuse. He was having a baby today, or his wife was having a baby. And the second cohort, I believe, has 15 in it. So we'll have another round of coming up here. But one of the other critical things when we set out to do this was succession planning in the department, to creating future leaders for our department. And I think, like Tori said, many of these folks will be assuming some of those positions in the future. So.
Yep, and I should have mentioned and neglected to, though, that the goals and the two objectives of the program, the goal to ensure the department's continued success and promote effective succession planning by fostering leadership learning and those who may desire to hold formal leadership roles in the future. And the two objectives have to do with ensuring that participants are sufficiently grounded in various leadership styles and foundations of leadership, and to develop skill sets that promote the building of teams, the strengthening of internal and external relationships, developing trust, and improving communication within the department. We always hear in these programs, and we've heard from this one, about the importance of the relationships that participants have developed in the program. They've met and now know people that they never would have met before, and have learned a lot about what goes on in other districts and regions and areas of the state.
Good.
With that, Mr. Chair, if you'd like to come up, and Secretary Hepler will ask you to help us pass out the certificates. I'm gonna ask the all the graduates to come forward and maybe gather on this side, and we'll have you walk across and receive your certificate in front of the commission. So, Chad Switzer. Cody Simmons. Jason Bauman. Jill Voorhees. Josh Cleveland. Josh Delger is not here. He's the one having the baby today, so we'll take that back with him. Justin Thede. Kip Rounds. Luke Mickelson. Lynn Geike. Mike Smith. Nathan Huseman.
Nick Markle. Pat Buescher. Patrick Klotzbach. And Willie Culligan. Congratulations to all of you. Thanks for all your hard work.
Mr. Chairman, as we conclude this, again, congratulations to all the graduates. Real quickly, just want to announce a new staff person on the department, David Parker. Where are you at? Please stand up. Just want to announce David. He is our new outdoor campus director here at the Sioux Falls facility. Joined the department here just a short time ago, barely about a month or two, if I'm remembering correctly. But really excited to have you on board and just wanted to introduce yourself to the commissioners. If you have a chance, say hi to David. We're really excited to have him on staff and all the great things he's going to do for us. So again, welcome to the department and the family. And one last one, John, if you want to come up, we do want to extend one more congratulations here today. Not very often do we get to extend that. You can use this one right here. But we do have somebody in the audience today, a longtime employee that is soon going to be hanging up his hoops and waders. So I'll turn it over to John and just say a word.
Thank you, Tom. I'd first like to thank the commission for this opportunity to acknowledge a career of service by one of the employees in the aquatic section. Todd St. Sauver started with us as a permanent employee, I think, in 1986, and as a temporary in 84. He was one of those guys who just, you know, they hung around and they hung around and they hung around long enough till they got on permanent with us. But Todd, though, has been excellent to work with. He's been a person I've relied on for all of my years in our department. And one thing about Todd is he's very passionate about his job. He's been a technician, a resource biologist, a regional program manager, and now he's the area fisheries supervisor out of Sioux Falls. He's very passionate about serving the people of South Dakota and helping take what we do in the department to help manage fish and wildlife, to help improve the quality of life for people in South Dakota. And he always had the short end of the straw in that he had the most people, the most demand for services, and some of the worst fisheries habitat in the state to deal with. So I just wanted to acknowledge Todd. He'll be retiring on the 8th of January after 35 years with the department. So Todd, thank you for your service.
Thank you. Congratulations to everyone, and we'll be adjourned till 8 in the morning. Stay warm.